Was there a certain amount of pride? You know, were you proud of what was being produced in the factory, in the mill?
Right,
the good quality paper.
All the best.
Yes.
Best and the best.
We were so unimportant. Yeah. Our pride in it was looked
not
on.
At all, no. But it was
we
the
workers.
Best.
Yeah. Person. You were there for a good week's wages.
But when you were out and you saw the paper in... As you say yourself, it was used for sweepstakes tickets stamps and envelopes.
At one time they made the money, didn't they? Is that a dream?
Don't think so.
Let's ask Kit.
Yeah, but all of that must have stemmed up, a certain amount of pride in what you
did. Doing. Of course, we were very proud, but we didn't know how we were proud. Do you know, you didn't go around, you were more interested
in
what was in the picture house or something.
Oh yeah, what was that, the dog? And, but
we didn't. But it was very interesting, really, and... there was a
great times.
Different machine that you had to fit in slices of it and see the strength of the paper, at what strength it would burst and break out this long thing. And there was another one that you push it in under the mullen and it press it down again.
That
it was
really
very to
important
find
now,
out
wasn't
the
it?
Strength.
Who was in the laboratory with you? I know that you
Jean.
Said that
Jean, and
Jean
then
who I'll be talking to now.
Sister.
There was a man by the name of Buchanan.
Yeah.
His uncle was...
his uncle was
Brooke Thomas. Brown Thomas, wasn't it?
What told him Hosborough was his uncle?
No, it was one of the other directors' nephews that when he was...
Really had the big job.
Came back and he would have been over... It was,
he's still alive.
There's a lot of it was...
is he now? Yeah.
He's in Canada. Yeah.
And Anne, like Joe Dowling now will be able to tell you all about him. And he even said he still asked for the people in Swiftbrook. So he must have enjoyed his time working up there.
Another thing you used to have to do too is to find the water, how long it would take for the water to soak through the paper. That there's a name on the machine and you put the paper on and you got this and you put it down. And it showed, it was on.
Yeah.
It came up in clockwork and everything. All you had to do is to take the readings.
But those.
And see how long it would take to.
To actually get the water to seep through the paper.
Yeah.
When you look at laboratories today, it's state of the art and it's fantastic. But it was a little bit primitive, was it, in your time?
Of course.
You were actually your wonderful.
We often used to say it was a tax dodge. That's what we used to say anyway.
You done the job, Anne.
But it was hands on then, you know, because you didn't have, you know, you were measuring almost with your eye.
Yes, that is true, and you had to be quick to catch the point that the needle where it'd be going. For the burst on the paper.
And to learn those skills that you were so good at, did you have anybody training you? Or
Jean's sister did it first.
And
she taught me.
Who was Jean's sister now?
She's coming in now.
I know, but what was her...
Jean was a sister was a neighbour's child. Riley's, they were born and reared just up the road from us.
Yes.
In Rathcoole. And she married a Newcastle chap.
I see, yeah.
And it was all kept within the three villages. And she knew of great qualifications. You took it all up.
And, you know, Swiftbrook, because you say that the employment in Swiftbrook was Rathcoole and was Saggart
and
Newcastle
British.
And Britis.
We were all in one parish, we are now again.
Yes, and it's interesting how it brought you all together, didn't it, in a way that...
Nothing else.
Yeah.
But
no
you
cycled
for miles,
here.
Like around, like most people went in the bike. There's no cars,
and
very
that's,
few.
Like you would have married you,
within
for example, coming from Rathcoole, you married somebody in Newcastle or
Yeah.
I'm near enough, aren't I?
Yeah, you're very good. Yeah.
I was speaking over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You're speaking a long way back.
God, when you think of it, like it's unbelievable, isn't it?
We were a very, very close.
Yeah.
Grouped.
Great friends.
The main thing on a Sunday was going to Mass.
Oh!
If you missed Mass, you were...
And Saturday night to town, to the movies and the meal.
That was a big thing.
Plenty of dancing.
Yeah.
And when you compare today with those days...
There's no comparison.
No.
In what
the children
way?
Of today are very well educated. I went to school to the nuns in Clondalkin, and I went here to Rathcoole, where I was born and reared, to a certain age. And after communion, I went to Clondalkin to the nuns. My parents thought that we'd make a lady out of her, if nothing else. She'd be well reared with the nuns.
And did you have a sister that went into the nuns?
She did.
Gladys?
Yes, the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah. And were you going to go in yourself?
Oh, sure, look at her. I cried and cried more after her. And
but you weren't a little lad.
No, well, at 14 I was, but they told me I was too young.
Yeah.
And,
I would have gone then.
I probably would have come out at 20, like, you know. Yes. But that time, when Anne was gone,
yeah,
I really would have gone.
There must have been a certain amount of contentment. You know, that.
But everybody was happy then, and nobody had a lot.
I mean, the last bus into Rathcoole at night was 10 o'clock. And when it turned and went back into town, it only went as far as Cunningham Road carriages. And if you were going into the city, you had to walk from Cunningham Road on into whatever part of the city you needed. The buses had all stopped at that time.
And then the first bus was 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And it was only maybe every hour or 2 hours.
And did that kind of stop you from going into the city then?
I didn't want to go.
No, just to the
movies.
We were
so happy and contented, and we knew everybody. We all had great friends, very closely knit, the whole lot of us. We knew one another, and we never moved.
Everybody was related.
The best thing that happened here for some time was... when they brought the sewerage and water into the village, and it brought in new men.
There was a few got married. These men that appeared, they didn't get back out of the parish. A stranger coming to town was dangerous for him.
And then at that time too, we do in the shops here. There was a man used to come on a Thursday, because Thursday was the payday in the mill. And this man came from the city. Mickey Kennedy was his name, and he had a horse and a cart. And he brought the only fish that came into Rathcoole.
Yeah.
He brought that, because at that time we weren't allowed to eat on a Friday. And he would bring in apples and oranges and bananas and... But we couldn't. Other than that, we did our own cabbage and turnips, and
everybody had
their own garden.
And you both brought up families as well, did you?
Oh yes, two sons
and I had a boy girl.
Yeah, and did they go and work in the mills, or did they?
No, they were educated.
No, they are.
But I wouldn't change my life for.
Would you not?
No way.
Yeah.
No, the only thing. Like at 14, if I, like, I mean, probably just because Anne was gone, but I probably would have wanted to be a nurse.
Yeah.
You know? And other than that, I would not change my life in any way. From the time I was 14 to now.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I started work in 53.
Yes.
And my first wages, I was working for 1 shilling. And 1 halfpenny. And I did the
a
first...
A week? Was that a week?
That was for 32 hours, because I didn't do the full week the first time. And then I worked... 40 hours was the full time. So I got £2, 1 shilling and 8 pence. And for insurance, there was 2 shillings and 1 pence. 1 penny taken off that. So for a 40-hour week, I had £1, 19 shillings and 7.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks. And so tell me, what happened with that £1, 9 shillings and 7 pence? Did you hand that over to your parents?
You gave it up, yes. Gave it up, and you were given back 10 shillings. But then your parents did get the best part of what you wanted. You know, we weren't keeping one another. You couldn't afford to.
Yeah, and what did you do with the 10 shillings then?
What did I do with the 10 shillings? We went to the pictures. We went to the pictures and.
But you could do so much with 10 shillings then.
It was good.
And did you smoke?
Oh, I start smoking in the mill. That was my worst thing anyway.
And were you thrown out?
No, but I never smoked until I went to the mill.
Oh, right.
And I thought smoking was terrible, and I'm still smoking.
I didn't smoke until I started going to... with one certain lad when I started going. He was smoking in the back row, and I started smoking as well.
And the, that's the back row of the pitching drums.
They set it on fire with their steam and their crystal.
That's right. And then I smoked for so long, and then I gave them up.
And were you drinking alcohol?
No, never. No, never drank. It. I was an old woman when I started drinking.
No, you weren't allowed. You were, even
drink.
If the, like Toddy Fines was a cousin of ours, and he had the pub opposite us. And if you went into that pub, he'd say, "What are you doing? Get out."
Yeah, oh no, the girls even didn't drink. But even most of the lads didn't drink.
There was
drink.
No time for for women in pubs.
He used to say, "I won't serve Janes." He used to call all women. He was a commandant on the curve before he took over the pub, and he never married. And himself and his brother started the pub just opposite the house where we were living in.
Yeah.
We were related to him, but only men.
Only men.
Yeah.
No, never. My first drink was the day my brother got married, and I was well in my 30s.
Yeah.
I never, and I mean, you know me with drink now, be a social drinker, but if the doctor told me tomorrow, give up drink, be no bother. We can't give up the cigarettes. Bad habit. Very bad. I know where I'm going to sound like on that.
Oh, listen, it'll be terrible.
No, great. Do you know what? We go through what you have here just, and then
that's
we'll
finish. That's just my grandmother's birth certificate.
Yes.
And it was her that made the patchwork quilt.
Oh, did she
out
know?
Out of the pieces of paper, out of the pieces, of, the nice pieces of material.
And did she, would she keep it in the house or did she sell them on?
Oh,
or?
Good Lord, no, no.
Just made it for just her.
For herself. It's and you still have it?
And those, I still have it.
Oh, my goodness.
And you have other
things. And it was backed by flower bags.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. Every piece of it was hand-stitched. And she used to, we lived in the village, North Coola, and our site wasn't good, and there wasn't electricity in the house then.
I'd love to see a picture of that.
I'll get you a picture.
Do you?
Will get you
definitely
a picture.
No, I would love to see that.
Are you doing a book or something?
I am, yes. This is going to be all so exciting. Oh, yeah.
So make sure.
And that was just in the canteen, we decided for to put up a statue of a Blessed Lady. Or of the Child of Prague, which was taken from the mill, from the canteen in the mill, and put in the church in Rathcoole. And that was the different things that was bought, the light to go in front of it. That was my name.
And John Proctor made a stand, wasn't it?
John Proctor and... what was that?
And did you say the rosary in there?
You always say the rosary in the lower mill. Jack Riley was the quarter man, Jean's father.
Or after work.
Did you know? And you'd all get together and...
Not everybody.
No, a few.
Not everybody.
But was it all the women, mostly, was it? Or
not fellas.
Mostly, very few.
But you see, Jack, now, Jean's father worked in the lower mill where I started.
Yeah.
And he'd be very cross if he didn't stay. Now, I'll tell you also who worked there. And oh, now we have to go. Anne Taff. You know the Taffs, the horsey people?
I do, yeah.
And she worked in the office, and she used to come over and say the rosary. She was so down to earth, wasn't she, Anne?
Yeah.
Listen, now,
Gladys
and Anne. Love you.
Thank you so
go
much.
Slow and
now, that's slow and stop, we are. But I tell you.